then, Mark, after a couple of difficult games, that was just the sort of result that the club needed, wasn't it?
It was. It was a bit of a scrap out there. We thought the game would pan out how it did. Last home game, we were disappointed with the performance, and then we go to Newcastle, and we know it's always going to be difficult there. But we got back to basics a little bit tonight. We knew what Ipswich were about and how they would play, and it panned out exactly the same. Great that we got the result, and I think there was some good performances out there tonight from us.
And set pieces were always going to be important. That's where the goals were generally coming from.
Yeah, both ends. Mick works on them, and they're a threat. And ourselves, we've got a few, and Morrow's got a few this season. I think that's two or three he's got from set pieces. So, that's nice. Kevin Summerfield works a lot on those, and we benefited from that tonight.
Both teams had a big penalty appeal for handball. At the end of the first half, you got your penalty. At the end of the second half, Ipswich didn't get theirs.
Yeah, but that's how it goes. You hope for a little bit of home advantage. if you go away to Newcastle and 50,000 go up, they tend to get the decision. But that's the way football goes, So we're now pleased with that. I think the lad did stick his hand out, and I think the rest got it right. The other one, we would have been disappointed if they'd have got that.
Clayton, after taking his penalty and he took it well, he picked up a knock. What's the news of him?
Yeah, he's been feeling his Achilles now for the last week or two. He's come off with that. He said he's felt it again, so he's going to have a look at it in tomorrow. He might go for a scan, and hopefully he won't be too bad. So, all being well, he'll be back within next week or so.
The one positive about it was that Shea Adams' performance, particularly second half, was just what you want from him. He got turned and facing defenders on occasions.
Yeah, and Shea's got to do that more, and we've worked with him on that. He's a great talent. He's got him behind three or four times, used his pace. Unlucky on one, I think. If he'd just probably took it inside the lad, he might have got a shot on goal. But, he looked a real threat, we're working with him. And I think, he's going to turn out to be a real good player for the Blues.
Finally for me, that's 21 points from 11 home games. That's the sort of record you're going to need to maintain to stay on the playoffs. So important that you got that win tonight.
Yeah, it is, yeah. I was just saying earlier that the top sides, we do really well against, and we've got a good record. I think we're in the top three or four of the league against teams that, in the top half of the division, not so great against the bottom sides. But that's something we know we've got to improve on. Brighton come Saturday. That tonight has given us a lot of confidence going into that game where I think, we can get something out of it.